Hello, I'm Mike Patra, and I'm the host of the Hoopball DFS Today podcast. Come join us as we go game by game, breaking down our top plays, fades, values, pivots, and talk overall strategy for both tournaments and cash games. And the best part, we're doing this 7 days a week. So come check us out. That's Hoopball DFS Today. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Mike Apatria, for any updates, listener contests, and DFS information.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Welcome back to another edition of Today in Sports Betting. This is D-A-L-E, a.k.a. Devin Ellington, at D-A-L-E-007 on Twitter. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a Hoop Ball presentation, hoop-ball.com, Hoop Ball Tweets on Twitter. At Hoopball Gaming, also on Twitter. I am joined by a compadre of mine, friend of not only mine and Ira's, but of the show, Troy. But before I introduce him, I need to do some diligence and talk about our wonderful sponsor, and that is Manscaped. Lawnmower 3.0 just came out. It's waterproof, fully electric, dependable, smooth and agile, like some of my favorite athletes. But not only are you going to get free shipping as well as 20% off, you're going to get a smooth shave. And you need it smooth, if you know what I'm talking about. Get your lawn mowed. Use HoopBall 20. That is H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L 20. HoopBall 20. Is the promo code to get your 20% off and free shipping of your lawnmower 3.0, your care kit, what have you. All right. With all that done now, let's get into introducing my co-host here, Troy. Troy, thank you so much, bud. Ira's taking a break out in Mexico visiting his uncle. So we're getting the pod taken care of today. And this is our first one together. I'm looking forward to it. How are you, bud?
Oh, I'm doing phenomenal. Thanks for having me on. I'm happy. It's NBA playoffs time. It's time to get going.
Tip off in a couple hours, few hours, something like that. With that being said, let's roll into some basketball card plays and some, you know, picks and just kind of take a look at the card. I'm just getting my information and everything up here. Just want to double check. And now, Troy, your Twitter handle, at
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or at right. Dwayne underscore The Rock J.
That's right. That's right. I forgot to write it down. I'm terrible at hosting a show.
It's all good. It's all good.
But so first game starting at 12:30 my time, which is central right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Utah and Denver is going to be tipping off. The line opened at +3 to Utah. It's swelled up to 4.5. Over under 215, opened at 217.5, so that came down. What are you thinking, Troy?
I'm rolling with Denver, and just on the money line, I don't know. Yeah. I think it'll be a tight defensive type game. I don't really see it being a blowout one way or the other, but I do think Denver handles business. Jazz are without Mike Conley, and I don't really trust Rudy Gobert. I mean, yeah, he's a great rim protector, but once you get him on the perimeter, someone like Jokic who can shoot the threes, that's going to stretch the floor, and I think Denver will take care of game one today.
I'm saying over 4 Jokic threes.
That's a good one. I like that a lot. That's a good prop bet.
Sorry to interrupt. No, I was just going to say Utah's totally not dependable here. Gary Harris is also out for Denver, and Will Barton. Just I like to throw that out there as well. You have a total play. What are you thinking as far as the under? I have a feeling that hardly 200 points is going to get scored here.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the under as well. I see it, like I said, defensive, hard nose, kind of grinding type game. Jazz were 3-5 in the bubble, so I just don't – other than Donovan Mitchell, you know, who's going to score? Who can get a bucket for them when you need a bucket?
Late free throws also. I've noticed it a ton with Bogdanovich being out. Even from the first game in the bubble, this team just looked like they were missing something. Pairing Bogdanovich and Ingles on the opposite wings, or sometimes running two wing sets, you know, from one side of the court to the other, their motion together, it just, this offense is super stagnant. It opened up so much more for Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert to run their two-man game, and it's just, it's completely gone. Denver, on the other hand, they're getting healthier. They're getting key guys in. They're getting young guys stepping up like Michael Porter and Bol Bol. So, and not even them, but, you know, PJ Dozier as well. So,
yeah, everyone's stepping up for Denver when they need it.
Right. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and move on to the next game. Brooklyn, Toronto, laying 10 points. Toronto laying 10 points. Over under 221.5. And it's come down a hook. It was 222. And the points for Brooklyn's gone up a hook. It was at 9.5. We're at 10 now. I generally don't have any thoughts on this game. Do you have an opinion or take?
I think the Raptors cover. I could see them winning double digits pretty simply.
By 15?
Yeah, easily. Nothing against the Nets. You know, if Caris LeVert balls out and, you know, they have one of those crazy offensive games like they had against the Bucks in the bubble, they could keep it close. But the Raptors' defense, I mean, that's what they're centered around. That's what, outside of Kawhi, that was their main thing last year. And now that they don't have Kawhi, they're zooming in on that defense. And I just – the Raptors, honestly, I could see them coming out of the East.
Yeah. They're my dark horse for sure. I like the way they match up. I like them in Boston as my Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, I could.
I've had a futures ticket on that for a while now. Any other digs or takes? Maybe a player prop in this game?
For me, not on this one. I was looking at it for a while, and I don't know. Nothing really jumped out to me as to where I'd want to, you know, throw some cash down on it.
Philly and Boston. Sixers are getting 6.5 points, 6.5s, and the Celtics, heavy favorite here, over under 218, came down a point off the 219. As we know, lots of health issues for Philly, but I think this is too many points.
What do you say? Yeah, I mean, 6.5 is a lot, and especially – the thing about the Sixers is without Ben Simmons, they run straight through Embiid. And not really many teams have an answer for Joel Embiid. He's one of the top three centers in the league. He can get a bucket when he pleases. He can shoot from outside. He does it all pretty well. But that being said, I just cannot see the Sixers winning this game, but I could definitely see them covering. I took the Celtics money line just to be safer on it. That's the one that felt nice to me.
What did you get on that? Was that a $2 favorite?
Well, right now on my bookie, it's minus 280, but I think I got it when it was closer to like 250 yesterday.
Okay. Gotcha. Again, I've not had a lot of success. I did in the regular season whenever the Sixers went on the road, because then I could just bet against them.
Right.
Like, that was just like an automatic lock. But Boston – man, you know, the Sixers might score 90 points, you know. Boston's defense, just from top to bottom, you know, I think they're going to lock a lot of the guys down that have to get the ball to Embiid. So I'd like to say that they cover. But this game just feels so weird to me. It could go 230 or it could go 190 on the total, in my opinion.
So
I'm not touching that. So without any other points being made, I don't have any other things to say about this game. We'll wrap it up with the last game of the NBA slate. And that is the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh, there's a couple more.
There is. I'm sorry.
It's all good. I just didn't want everyone to think it was the last one. There's Bucks, Magic, and Heat, Pacers.
Okay, yeah. Okay, it's just not popping up on my book right now. That's weird. Sorry. Good catch. Thank you, Troy. All right, so we'll still roll with this Dallas Clippers game. Got 6.5 favor of Dallas, or I'm sorry, the Clippers. Over under 229. What are you thinking on this one?
See, this one was just like that Sixers-Celtics one to me, where 6.5 just seems like it. And on one hand, I could see the Clippers winning by, you know, almost 20. On the other hand, if Luka has a triple-double with 30-something points, Kristaps is hitting threes, you know, 6.5 might be a little harder to hit. So I personally went with the money line again on this one for the Clippers.
Clippers.
But if I was, if you, you know, pulling my arm, I would say they cover. It would take, it's going to take a special game for the Mavericks to really push the Clippers.
Yeah, I will say, and this is just going to fluctuate the line. Porzingis is technically on the injury designation as probable, so they probably got that factored into the line. But these next three guys, Patrick Beverley, Montrezl Harrell, Landry Shamet, they all are questionable. So if those three guys are out, that's going to swing it probably, I'd say, a point at least.
Definitely.
So
especially
that
Harrell.
That could be big.
Yeah, if Montrezl Harrell's out, then that's just huge for the Clippers.
And his is because he left the bubble, so he's probably definitely going to be out.
Right.
Unless he's waiting test results like it, today.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Patrick Beverley says a strained left calf. And then sprained left foot for Landry Shamet. So keep an eye on those two guys. Shamet's a shooter, obviously. He could, you know, affect the point total. Patrick Beverley with his defense, his peskiness.
Right.
Yeah, so moving on. This one, you know, I'm going to just kind of watch. I do enjoy basketball without betting on it from time to time. You don't have to bet on everything, and sometimes that's the best value. So moving on to the next game, you said we had Milwaukee taking on the Magic. And tell me what you see as far as the lines and such on that.
So right now Milwaukee's at minus 12, 12-point spread. The money line is minus 1,100. Over-under is 225.
1,100.
Yeah, I know. It's just – it's a lot.
Man, I might just do it to do it.
Yeah,
I mean, the people that did it to do it on – no, I'm talking about the Orlando side. You know, talking about the Nets beating them. I mean, like, hey, I mean –
I mean,
50 cents is 50 cents.
True, true. And the Bucks have been sloppy, but I'm rolling with them to cover the 12 points. Yeah. I think they have been sloppy in the bubble, but they're still the best team in the East, and they're going to handle their business. The Magic just, I mean, it's a 1-8 matchup. You never really get close ones out of that.
Yeah.
12 is more than easy for the Bucks to cover.
All right. Yeah. And Troy, hey, just to backtrack a little bit, it does look like that Milwaukee-Orlando game, and I agree with you 100%, is actually on the card for tomorrow. So we jumped the gun a little bit. So we got the four games for today on Monday, August 17th, covered.
That was tomorrow. My apologies.
No worries, no worries.
I had everything. I got my games mixed up. I thought we had more games on today.
Sneak preview. We got
exactly.
Peek. So free of charge, guys. So – and before we talk about a little soccer digs, I'm going to go ahead and shout out our next sponsor because, you know, we use them every day here at HoopBall, and I do, Troy does, Ira does, Dan, Aaron Brewski, we all do. And that's MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. We have an awesome promo code going with these guys, a wonderful partnership. And I'm excited that sports started up when it did because these guys came through clutch for us and our listeners. And that promo code is HoopBall, so H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L, all one word, HoopBall. And use that. You're going to get a fat initial deposit bonus, $10 MLB futures wager. And then on top of that, you're going to get a 100%. Not 50 or 75 or 25, 100% initial deposit match. You put in 400, they're going to give you 400. You still get the MLB futures bet of $10. You put in 700, they're going to give you 700. So mybookie.ag, you're going to bet, win, and get paid. So moving on, Troy, let's talk about some soccer. What league are you looking at? what championship series?
So tomorrow, Champions League, we got PSG and Leipzig.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Is Leipzig still down there? Wait, it was a striker, right?
Yes, he left. He left to Chelsea. Left. He's gone. Oh, he said, I'm not playing anymore. Yes. I'm on Chelsea. Yeah. PSG needed two 90th-minute goals to advance. It was a wild ending.
Wow.
That being said, I'm still rocking PSG on the Champions League line tomorrow. Uh-huh. I mean, Leipzig's good, but I don't think they're good enough to handle a team with that has Neymar and Mbappe's coming back into form now.
I was so even going to ask, just because I'm familiar with soccer, and I couldn't remember if Neymar was still with PSG or not.
He is indeed. PSG is half goal favorites, minus 133. Money line is minus 129. Leipzig's plus 307 on the money line. I like PSG. I think I see them and Bayern Munich in a final, and PSG's was one of those top tier teams in really all of the world.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, you know, scoping in from time to time on soccer and seeing them have some dominating performances. Any other soccer plays?
That'd be all for right now. Tomorrow there is an MLS game between Toronto and I believe it was Orlando. Let me make sure. Let me just check up on it.
Vancouver.
It's Vancouver. Toronto, Vancouver. So right now I don't have anything for that. Maybe tomorrow I will, but that's a game I'd keep an eye on just because Toronto is one of the better teams in the league. Vancouver is kind of middle of the pack.
Right, right, right. And just so we know for the listeners, the PSG Leipzig game is actually – it's tomorrow, 2 o'clock central. We just wanted to make sure to get Troy's soccer take. There is no soccer at all today. So Troy's been killing it on soccer. So we wanted to make sure to have him talk about it a little bit. And so now you got a nice little nugget waiting for you for mid-afternoon tomorrow if you choose to listen to this podcast at nighttime. I fall asleep to podcasts all the time. I don't know about you,
Troy. Oh, yeah. I love podcasts, especially
honestly. Ones. Yeah, you just like – I feel like when you're like winding down and your brain is turning off and you just soak up all the knowledge a lot more better, especially if you're listening to like a numbers podcast or – like sports, and it's just like stuff you need to intake and like, you know, whatever. That's my take on it. But let's go ahead and transition to some baseball. I'm going to go ahead and just run through it real swiftly and briefly. I know that you don't dig too deeply in it, and I don't want to talk too much here. My voice is already strained. So I'll just kind of talk through the card a little bit, starting with a doubleheader of the Cubs Cardinals. And, coming as a Chicago Cubs fan, this is going to be a fun day just because I get two Cubs Cards games and hopefully we kick their ass both times. Pardon my French, ooh la la. And so the first game, we've got Kim, a lefty, and a 9.0 ERA going up against Kyle Hendricks and his 3.08 ERA. It is in Wrigley Field, wind blowing in. Only 7 miles per hour, so that shouldn't affect totals too much. I look at taking the under in games in Wrigley Field if it's about 10 miles in, taking the under just because the wind is so crazy there in Chicago. I'm actually following a metric on the Action app, and it tracks the results of said data that I just splurted. So, just again, we don't have an affiliation with Action, but it's a tool, and it's fun to use. St. Louis plus 150 on the money line, minus 172 to Chicago. I'm going to bypass this game being a first dib of the doubleheader. I don't like betting doubleheaders. The only thing I'll do is touch upon the under in the second game because I think the guys are a little bit more worn out. And speaking of that second game, Tyler Chatwood is going against David Ponce de Leon. And both guys have pretty rough ERAs. Chatwood's starting to fall apart. He had one or two good starts to start the year. And his control and everything has just gone off the wall. Allows a lot of walks, a lot of hits, untimely walks. So I'm looking at the under 8.5 here as a slight lean. No huge opinion. Next game, Toronto and Baltimore. Hyunjin Ryu, which is a lefty, taking on Alex Cobb. I love this pitcher. He's a righty with a 2.75 ERA. Baltimore plus 120 on the money line. I scooped up 125 and
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like 30 minutes later, I lost a nickel, or they, you know, the line lost a nickel. I got my 125, locked it in at my bookie. So I like the value of Baltimore on the run line. They're the better team. They're at home, 12-9. They're top, they're, you know, part of the top of the teams that lead the league in batting average and on base percentage. Over under 8.5, no true opinion. Moving on, Detroit, Chicago, White Sox. Now, before I dig too deeply into this, Troy, so stop me at any point and, you know, have, you know, interruptions of any of these games or anything. If you have any questions or anything like that also, just shout up, shout out, all right?
Hey, will do. I'm tailing you on all these. I'm just listening and absorbing.
All right. Well, I just wanted to give the listeners a break of my voice.
Right, right.
Picking back up, guys, we are at Detroit and Chicago White Sox. This is in Chicago. money line, we got plus 135 Detroit, minus 155 to the White Sox, over 9.5 for the total. I put the total in already. I like what Chicago's bats are doing. Detroit gets a huge hitting upgrade against left-handed pitching, for example. We got Miguel Cabrera going up from a 188 average all the way up to a 313 and a 655 OPS. Jaime Candelario is going to go from a 259 all the way up to a 389. They got Jacoby Jones that's hitting 315 normally, but he shoots up to a 417. Dawell Lugo hits 400 against lefties. They are going to be down Nico Goodrum, it looks like. He is their shortstop, and he hits lefties really well. But on the flip side, the White Sox bats are the ones that I like even more just because they're hot right now. Tim Anderson's hitting 636 against lefties, 956 OPS. He's the heart of that lineup. If he goes, this team goes. Chicago is sending out Gio Gonzalez, and then Detroit's sending Matthew Boyd out. These guys are garbage. I'm looking at lots of runs. Colorado and Houston. This game's in the dome in Houston with the trash cans. Minus 160 on the money line for the Astros, plus 140 for Colorado. Over-under set at 9.5. And the pitchers in this game is going to be Kyle Freeland, which is a lefty. Houston gets a little bit of a lefty advantage as far as their hitters goes. And then we have Belak for the Colorado – I'm sorry, for the Houston Astros. He is a right-handed pitcher, and a 1.76 ERA is under his belt. Over-under 9.5, I already said. I like the under. These pitchers have pretty good control. The Colorado bats are struggling. They just came out of a series against Texas where they only won one game. They didn't score a lot of runs. Money percentage is at 59% for Colorado, which is kind of where I'm leaning as far as this game. The value of the plus 140 on the money line, they're the better team in my opinion. Houston is coming alive, but they just played, you know, some low opponents, and they're down a couple of outfielders and Michael Brantley and Yordano Alvarez. So keep an eye on that. Left-handed pitching for the Astros. The batters typically do a little bit better. Now, Michael Brantley is one of those batters that hits lefties really well. Like I said, he's out of the lineup, so keep that in mind. Maldonado, their catcher, hits 375. And then they also have Yuli Gurriel hitting 375, which is an upgrade from his already high 280 average. Alex Bregman, 268 is his normal average. He hits 417 against lefties, 881 for an OPS. The right-handed pitching against the Colorado Rockies, slight downgrade. These bats are capable, but they like left-handed bats or hands, pitchers, whatever you want to call arms, better. Moving on, we've got San Francisco and the Los Angeles Angels. And we're going to have Tyler Anderson, who is a lefty, going up against Griffin Canning, who is a righty. I've got over in this game already. And then San Francisco plus 1.5 minus 125. Don't want to get into this one too much. Just a feeling, a crunch. The Angels are terrible. Their bullpen's pretty bad. Their bats are waking up, though. San Francisco's bats are waking up. There could be a lot of runs in this game. Over-under's at 10. I was able to lock it in at 9.5. San Francisco's plus 145 on the money line. Angels minus 168. I don't see any value on the money line. Boston and New York, the 15-6 Yankees sending out Mr. Montgomery, who is a lefty, and the Red Sox are sending out Martin Perez, who is a lefty. A lefty and a lefty pitching in Yankee Stadium with a bunch of hitters that hit lefties really well. I'm probably going to play the over just to, you know, go ahead and, you know, make a safe play here. The Yankees could probably get the over themselves. DJ LeMahieu is out with a sprained left thumb. He hurt his thumb last night. Plus 143 for the Red Sox on the money line. You got even money on the over 10. So I like that even more. That's kind of where I'm leaning. Not an official play, but just a, you know, innocent bystander looking at that game. Just, you know. Lots of runs probably going to be scored. And again, I just want to refresh and pause here, give people a break of my voice and talk about something a little bit different. Troy, let's remind the folks again of your Twitter handle.
@Dwayne_TheRockJ. That's where you'll find me giving out picks daily, analysis on soccer and basketball. Soccer, I'm not trying to like toot my own horn or anything, but I've been doing better than I expected in soccer, Champions League and MLS.
You've been kicking some butt. Well, if we're honking horns here, let me talk. And we're talking about baseball. So my Major League Baseball record, and this is tracked on the Action Network, 45-39 and three pushes. So I'm hitting at 53.6% plus 10.35 units. That's decent, but I love baseball, so we'll kind of keep rolling into these games. Just wanted to give some reprieve of the monotone and whatnot there. You know, and we do put up best bets on the layup line article over at hoop-ball.com also, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe all of us are still above 500. Me, Ira, or you, Ira, and myself, to use proper grammar. So, I mean, if you want, like, a pretty good shot at winning some money, like, you just go over to that website. Might as well sign up for a premium account so you get all your fantasy basketball news, too. And then, bada bing, bada boom. So, moving on to the next baseball game. Got the Mets, the Marlins, and pitching in this is going to be – whew, man, lots of ERA here. Holy cow. We got Robert Gsellman, right-handed pitcher with a 9.00 ERA, then Jordan Yamamoto with a 9.82 ERA. He's a right-handed pitcher. Over-under 9 right now, minus 150 on the money line for the Mets. Marlins are plus 135 dogs at home. Plus 1.5, minus 120. I'm giving a look to the Marlins. I I'm looking for Yamamoto to bounce back here. He's actually a really good pitcher. He had one start that just went awry. The Marlins were on the delayed schedule because of the COVID consumption and contraction. So he had a rough first start. So I think his ERA and his numbers are a little inflated. I look at him to maybe dominate a little bit here. I think the Marlins are in a good underdog spot tonight. The Mets are missing J.D. McNeil, J.D. McNeil, the left knee bone bruise. He's questionable, highly questionable, though. The splits with right-handed pitching for both teams, they're right around, you know, the same influx of, you know, statistical measures, so there's not a huge advantage either way. No huge opinion, but I do like the plus 135 with the Marlins. I've backed them in a few spots, and they've been profitable for me. They are actually, and I have a note somewhere. I'll find it, and I'll say it. But plus 5 units, I believe, is what they are as an underdog on the money line on the season. So looking to possibly lean and back into them. Washington and Atlanta. Washington keeps sending Anibal Sanchez out, and I have no idea why. Atlanta's getting Tiki Toussaint on the mound, and he's a young kid. Lots of ERA also. Between the two starters, you have about 18 ERA going. And Washington's plus 135 on the money line, over-under set at 10. I like the over. For the simple fact that the bullpen for Washington is among the league's worst. The bats are starting to wake up. The pitching matchup here, Anibal Sanchez could allow 5 runs in 2 innings. I'm thinking that might happen. Just make sure no one big is out. Starlin Castro just broke his right wrist for the Nationals, so he's going to be out. Howie Kendrick is looking questionable. He's old. He has a tight hamstring. Ronald Acuna Jr. has already been out for a couple games for the Braves, so nothing new there. Kansas City, Minnesota, I don't want to talk about this one too much. It's boring. Money line is plus 145 for the Royals, minus 167 to the Twins. The Twins own the Royals in this divisional matchup as of late. Over under 9.5, if anything, I'm looking at the over. It's at minus 100, getting a little extra money there. Not digging into this one too much. San Diego and Texas. Got the Padres and the Rangers. Padres sending out Zach Davies. Jordan Lyles going for the Rangers. Jordan Lyles has a 6.06 ERA. That could afford to come down. He's actually a better pitcher than what that says. Zach Davies, a 2.78 ERA. And minus 140 for the Padres. Plus 120 to the Rangers money line. Leaning Rangers plus money. Padres, they just aren't clicking. Usually they have decent pitching but no bats, or they have bats and no pitching, so they just lose a lot of, you know, close games. Over under 9, I'm looking at possibly the over here. Texas team total I would be interested in. San Diego team total because the matchup with Jordan Lyles. But if I would take anything on the money line, it's going to be that plus money with Texas. Just a couple more here, so bear with me, folks. Plus 101 underdog money line Oakland Athletics. You don't see that a lot, so you might want to cash in on that tonight. They are 16-6. Cooper Bassett, I believe that's his first name. Chris Bassett. Going out there with his 2-0 record, 2.42 ERA. Zach Gallen, solid pitcher for the Diamondbacks. He still hasn't won a game because he doesn't go deep enough, and then his team blows the lead. 2.74 ERA for Zach Gallen. Couple of value money lines here, or lines here for the Athletics. I'm seeing plus 155 to minus 1.5 for Oakland. I like that. I think their bats could definitely get some runs off the Arizona bullpen. And then over 9 looks interesting as far as the plus money for the Athletics on the money line. That's always enticing because they are just strictly the better team. They're faltering a little bit, though. Make sure no major guys are out. Looks like we have nobody to worry about. Last game of the MLB card, we're going to talk about the 7-16 Seattle Mariners taking on the 16-7 Los Angeles Dodgers. Seattle's plus 256 on the money line, over-under set at 10. Seattle's sending out Justin Dunn. He is a right-handed pitcher with a 4.85 ERA. Ross Stripling pitching for the Dodgers, 3-1 with a 3.97 ERA. And heavy favorites, $3 favorites for the Dodgers. I'm going to go ahead and say no. I'm good on that. That's too much juice. I'm looking at maybe doing a contrarian run line against an elite team pick here. Seattle plus 1.5 on the run line at plus 150. Maybe just like a little unit or so, just because their bats can wake up. Ross Stripling does allow some runs, and there's some power in these bats. Ross Stripling's a pretty decent fastball pitcher, so fast bat, fast ball, fast exit velocity. I'm no scientist, but I think that's how it works. So, yeah, that's going to wrap up the card. The Mariners are going to be down a couple pitchers, but no one they use heavily. Will Smith, though, the catcher for the Dodgers, is out. They do have Austin Barnes as a backup. He's serviceable. So my bet, again, on that game, maybe looking at that Seattle plus 1.5 on the run line at plus 150. Not really putting out too many official plays on Twitter right now, just because I'm doing a whole lot of data searching and soul searching on the Action Network and other tools that I'm using. It's been going favorably a lot more lately. I had to slow that down because I knew that was going to be hard to say. With that being said, that's going to kind of wrap up my thoughts on the MLB card. You know, my Action Network account is in my Twitter. Feel free to follow it. Feel free to fade it. It's there for you to see in full transparency of how I bet, what I play, all that good stuff. And Troy, leave us with one last little, nugget here.
Let me give you just a recap, quick recap of the picks.
Yeah.
Nuggets money line,
yep.
Raptors covering the spread minus 10, Celtics money line, and Clippers money line for today.
How are you feeling about a pizza slice on those things? You put that in a little pizza parlay for like a half unit, have some fun?
I actually did. I did a parlay. Let me get it pulled up right now just so everybody knows. There's a few things I left out of it, but I did. So I got a parlay that's the Nuggets, the Lakers, the Heat, Clippers, the Celtics, and the Bucks covering today, the minus 12 spread. Just a little fiver on it, you know. I think it's a 10 times payout. Nothing too crazy, but again, those all seem very winnable to me, very confident in those. Some games tomorrow, some today. But either way, I'm feeling good about it. I'm just happy that playoff basketball is back.
Yeah. I got some deep diving for my numbers and whatnot to do on the baseball side of things for today. But other than that, having playoff basketball and playoff hockey back is wonderful. And looking forward to possibly drinking one or, a few adult beverages and watching some baseball later on and some playoff atmosphere, hockey and basketball as well. Tell his picks, tell mine, or fade some of them, if you want.
Yeah.
Banner with us on Twitter, at HoopBallGaming. Been getting a lot of, feedback from people lately, and I like it.
Yeah,
I've had to eat crow a couple times, and I'll play. Hey, it's a part of it.
It's part of the game.
And, had a guy say something within the first couple games of the baseball card and said, I was losing already, and I ended up going, I think it was like a 10-6 night, 10-7 night. So, nothing crazy or huge, but, it's still above 50%. And the way I started, it was a nice bounce back. And then, hey, it is what it is. Sometimes you eat crow and sometimes you eat steak or pizza. We like pizza around here.
Yes.
Pizza parlays. They're fun. They're fun. Again, I'm Devin Ellington at DALE007 on Twitter, at Hoopball Gaming. Don't forget to get your lawnmower, get your lawn mowed, use the Hoopball 20 promo code, and that is at manscaped.com. Also, mybookie.ag. Hoopball gets you that $10 MLB bet and a fat initial deposit bonus of 100% matching. Go do both of those. Help yourself out. Help us out. Let's grow it all together. Again, this is Devin. Troy, thank you again so much for joining here while Ira's vacaying in Mexico.
Yeah, anytime.
Let's do it again very, very soon, bud.
Yes.
All right.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.